Hi, I'm Jennifer Pavolano, and you're listening to the BuzzerBlog podcast.
In this episode, we're talking about the story of the SkyTrain chime. You can now hear it on buses, too. It sounds like this. For the story, we'll talk to Ian Graham, operations planner for SkyTrain. Ian's worked for Vancouver Transit since 1973. He's been with SkyTrain since 1982. So, when did you and your colleagues begin discussing the need for a chime on the SkyTrain?
Well, I suppose it was it would have been 1983 or 84 that level of detail was attended to. The plan from early days certainly was to provide an automated system of station announcements and a kind of warning that the doors were about to close. You know, we knew there wasn't a train operator to make those announcements or those cautions. So the decision had been made to integrate that into the public address system and provide some way of giving people a warning that move in or move out and let the doors close.
So what considerations did you make in coming up with the chime?
Well, I guess even in consideration that SkyTrain is an automated system and a kind of a high-tech system, we wanted something that was reasonably conventional sounding chime. The buses in those days had the actual mechanical chime. You know, it was a kind of a real bell sound rather than the electronic tones that have become ubiquitous now. And even at that time, we thought that, you know, maybe we should have something that just had a little bit of character to it. So we had experimented with at a studio with various kind of real bells and things, and none of that seemed to work quite as well as we thought. So the chime that's on the trains now was actually recorded at Little Mountain Sound Studio, which no longer exists. And it was recorded there using a digital or digitized synthesizer. It took a little time to come up with tones that we thought would be workable.
What was the sort of a front runner besides this chime? Were we choosing to go down or using four notes or some sort of melody or anything? Were there any musical influences that you guys were drawing on?
Well, I guess three seemed like a good number. It needed a little bit of duration to it, something that wasn't too, kind of annoying or repetitive. And I'm not sure whether everyone will agree at this point or not, but that was our best shot at it. I guess the choice of ascending or descending tones is really a toss-up. The Toronto Transit Commission on their subway cars, they have a more synthesized tone, which is three tones going down. We chose three tones going up as maybe that notion that the train was about to depart and we were building excitement.
That's great. So who played the actual chime?
I guess that was my kind of one and only actual experience of a recording industry a performer.
Are you happy with it? Now that you can hear it on the buses, you practically everywhere now. How do you feel about it 23 years on?
Well, I guess, I ride the train every day, so I get to hear it a lot. And I guess it kind of blends into the background. And I still hear my handiwork.
Did you play the tone as well? The one that's just the little ding, and then you hear the announcements going on?
Yeah, that was part of the same script and the same tone, just a different note. And that was just an alert tone to try and draw people's attention to the announcement without being too blatant or too insistent on it.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think that answers everything one could possibly want to know about the tone, and I guess we'll continue to use it for the foreseeable future.